Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. And just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So please do call the show on 646-716-6794. That number again for that angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. I see that we have several callers holding on the line. If you're on the line, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to introduce the topic and talk about it for a while, and some reminders for you before we start taking some of those phone calls. 646, you're going to be up first. as well as then 401 and 937 and Karen.Sleuth. So please, you're the first ones up, so please do hang on. Once again, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thanks for listening in, whether you're doing so by computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to this as an archive show. You know, this is our 112th show that the Posse of Angels and I have done over the last 2-plus years now. And or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Firstly, everyone, I'd like to read and acknowledge a lovely testimonial that I received from a new client after her intuitive counseling and Reiki session with me. She wrote, "Dearest Candy, as I sat in your healing practice, I really didn't know what to expect, but I felt so drawn to you and knew in my heart that what I had been doing was not working in my life. Once the session started, the channeled messages from the angels were delivered in not only a gentle, loving manner, but you really did show me very clearly, with no sugar coating, where I was choosing to contribute dishonor to my life. It became very clear as to how I was allowing myself to be disempowered. You gave me such a gift as you showed me my life from a higher perspective and gave me the choice to acknowledge my life in order for me to go beyond the past and make positive changes. After our session together, I feel so empowered as if my eyes are finally clear to see, in your words, how remarkable I truly am and to make choices that represent my divine, eternal nature. I cannot ever thank you enough for your compassion and blessings that you gave me." And that's from Samantha in California. So if you truly are ready to make positive changes in your life, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing session with me, or perhaps get an angel reading. To call me at Angel Healing House after the show, that number is 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Angel Healing House after the show, and to book your own counseling session or a Reiki life-changing session with me is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, and Angel Healing House is all one word, .com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward in this very new year of 2014. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting your nice life into reality. Now, also as a reminder that the Posse of Angels and I have been posting some of the channel topics that we have shared on my program on my Claire Candy Hoff YouTube channel. You know, I'd love for you to watch my videos, and if you like what you see and hear, please feel free to share them with others. I also would love you to take a look at my Angel Healing House Facebook page, as it's filled with my channeled angel newsletters, daily reminders from the Posse of Angels and myself, with inspirational sayings to give your day a lift and brighten your outlook, shine light on what is positive, enlightening, and uplifting always, and I focus on our infinite blessings. So before I get to those phone calls, like I mentioned, I'm going to go into our topic now, and our topic now is create ease in your world. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all create ease in our world? You know, with this topic, I'd like you to ask yourself, are you a person that is highly organized? You know, do you diligently make lists, and do you feel so much better as you cross things off your list? You know, I used to be like that before I reconnected with my divine eternal nature. And I lived solely in the nanosecond of the now. I was so highly organized that I had a day runner for my Filofax. I was constantly buying inserts with tabs and plastic sections to organize and arrange my days. My life was obsessively well ordered that I had lists for my list as I tried to control life. Now, from a higher perspective, I now know that because I allowed others to take control of my life, I tried to cling desperately to this one area that I seemingly had control over. You know, I would diligently follow my list military precision, and in doing so, I most probably, and I now know, missed out on the most wonderful miracles and synchronicities that the universe had on offer for me. Now, the reason for this is because with my eyes trained only on my to-do list, I failed to look beyond the horizon of logical possibilities and closed myself off from receiving the magic of life, which so often does not happen in a logical, rational way. You know, for most of the time, it's in our over-planning that we miss the forest for the trees. And you know, listeners, if planning and organizing and pushing for the universe to answer our intentions was the way to realize a life of fulfillment, then many of us would be experts on how life should work and allow all our intentions would have manifested by now. But the posse of angels, my angelic family, okay, here they come swooping and chiming in. They're reminding us all of how life truly works. We, children of God, are pure intention, and we can have whatever we desire. But the majority of the time, we choose to think small and not allow for the miraculous intervention and grace of God and the angels to enter our lives. You know, in order for this to happen, we really do truly need to release our expectations of how our desires need to be filled in order to open to receive the most amazing things which are being divinely arranged for us. You know, by co-creating with God and the angels, and what do I mean by this? This is meaning we are pure intention and of desires, wishes, and dreams, and then God and the angels show us the way when to step forward. When we're co-creating this way with the universe, we allow ourselves to dance with the grace of heaven, and we open to receive limitless possibilities. When one lives like this, the most amazing connections and opportunities occur that the limited human mind could never script nor possibly conceive of ever happening. You know, I've heard from many, many people that they are quite frustrated. They feel stuck as if they can't go any further, or they have lost their certainty of direction. And try as they may, they keep doing and pushing and following the same process that was once before successful in their life but is no longer working now. They have no problem recreating the same energy that worked before, yet now they seem to have hit a wall. Some have told me that it feels like they are spinning their wheel, yet there seems to be a misalignment in energies as there doesn't seem to be any forward movement when they do things in order to get momentum going. You know, simply put, listeners, this is because the collective consciousness of the world has changed energetically, and it is changing the vibrational dimension of where we find ourselves and how we interact with the world. This is happening with greater frequency because most people are stuck in the old paradigm or old illusion of moving down a path to something because we have always thought the path to be straight. All our senses were programmed to deal with time following linear steps to get to where we were going. In these higher energies of ascension and consciousness, the path may present signs and synchronicities that seemingly take us on 90-degree twists and turns and prompts us to flow in a very different direction than what we had logically planned to do. It's prompting us to flow in the direction of our heart and our intention, regardless of our detailed plan. Our hearts know precisely what is in our best interest to turn our attention to, and when. Many of our human frustrations and irritations occur because of the illusion that we buy into and perpetuate that things need to happen by a certain time or in a logical order in a certain way. When we follow the flow of our hearts, we open up to receive all the boundless and the limitless possibilities that God and the angels can give to us. yet this is the absolute antithesis of what we've been taught and programmed as to how to interact with life. Yet many people cannot discern what their heart wants because they drown it out and allow the programming of fear, sabotage, and limitation to silence strong desire in their heart. Add to this the constant attention to replaying limiting programs of what we should be doing or what we have to do, and this will constantly make us deaf to our joy, our passion, and creativity of connecting and acting upon our heart's desires. You know, often this strong desire is for us to create, enjoy, rather than work hard at something that is just a job. But for many of us, all that hard work is about to change. For you see, there are many of us who are about to step forward into a very, very new world. You know, at this point, it has not become clear as to what that future is going to look like. But many of us have prepared diligently for this very new phase for us to assist humanity. Those of us who have completely cleared and cleansed anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, forgiveness, and judgment, and are longer held and bound by completing negative karmic contracts, we will be creating our world from just being who we are, contributing our gifts to the planet in whatever creative way wish to do that, and give with love and joy. Before we speak more about the very new place that many are finding themselves in, waiting on the precipice to create our new world with absolute ease and grace and flow, let's go to our callers. 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I on the line with?
Hi, Candy, how are you?
I'm very well. Who is this?
My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina, and where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
I hope you haven't gotten too much snow.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Well, I was wondering if I could get some messages regarding when things are going to improve.
Okay. All right. It's you, me, and just about every other light worker on the planet is asking the same question. When is it all happening? I have a very dear friend of mine who is so intuitive and so psychic. And she knows that what she is being told to do and you know, just to step forward in joy and bliss and grace by being creative and doing something. She is railing against the universe and saying, why should I do this when what I have done before has not shown any, inkling of, being recognized, or I haven't gotten financial remuneration for that, or my projects haven't gotten kicked up, or, it seems like we are so fed up and exhausted and tired doing what it is our hearts told us to do, and then they haven't come to fruition as yet. And I would go so far as to say you're in this boat as well, Christina. But all I can tell you is that this year, as I'm shuffling the cards, this year is the year of the wood horse. We spent all of last year, the year of the snake, the Chinese year of the snake, shedding and transforming ourselves so we would be of the highest dimensional frequency or energetic frequency in order to step into those new projects when they do happen in 2014. Do you find yourself trying to figure out ways to move things along?
Yes.
Do you find yourself in, and it feels like it's spinning your wheels.
I have hit an impasse, and it's a lot of free will that's involved. I'm dealing with a bunch of people who are not the nicest people to deal with, and really, I'm just looking for what I deserve so that I can move on.
Right. Well, if you've drawn to yourself people who are not in alignment with who you are, it could be for two reasons. One, it could be to show you the contrast of what you do not want in your life, and maybe it's an indication that you need to move on and align yourself.
Things that I need to take care of in order to move forward. So
exactly.
Right now, yeah, it's not that, you know, if I could just leave everything behind and pack my bag and leave, I wish I could. It's not that simple. And right now we're trying to work out some terms and conditions to allow me to move forward. And
okay,
I'm kind of at an impasse right now because they won't, yeah.
Okay, and this is actually the Posse of Angels is saying that this is a good thing. I'm just asking them if they hate giving time because, you know, the time is no time where they are. But let me see. Will this be a breakthrough in the spring? Okay, they're saying that there will be a breakthrough in the spring because you cannot do, Christina, you cannot do what you came back to do in this environment. And the universe wants to play with you. The universe wants to have you at your optimum energetic level in order to be of best service to the universe. So they're saying that hold tight to what you believe. Keep visioning yourself in that new job or that new position where you're energetically aligned with like-minded people, being remunerated for your gifts and talents, doing what you love doing. And they're saying that there will be a breakthrough in order for you to get out of what you're doing now and to go on, and they're saying in the spring. They're not saying when in the spring. Also, a note here, I was going to speak about Mercury retrograde coming up in the at the end of the program, but just a note here that Mercury, the planet of communications, is going retrograde from February 6th to February 27th. And during that time, it's a time for us to review, revisit, re-edit, just go back over anything that we really need to attend to in our lives, because the new, by being held back during that time, it gives us a great time to review our options. And
I don't have time to, like, wait around and, you know, reflect, because I've been through so many Mercury retrogrades. This thing has been going on for a very long time. It doesn't seem like the Mercury retrograde affects people who are just trying to mess with my life, but it only affects me much, much more. So no more of this retrograde thing, you know. If it's supposed to happen, it will happen. If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. It's just the way it is.
Even before I mentioned Mercury retrograde, they said that there will be a breakthrough in the spring. That there will be a breakthrough in the spring. When I asked them about a particular month, I don't think they're going to come up with a particular month because they don't, you know, their time is not of our time. And let me see. March. Okay, April and May. They're not saying, but they're saying that there will be an opening for you in the springtime. And we just go to the cards and see what other messages they want to. One thing that you can, you're not being taken to this place personally. We are all going through this as a collective consciousness, and most all of our projects and our endeavors and the things that we have held true in our hearts have not seen tangible physical manifestation yet on the earth plane. But they must materialize, because that's the reason we came back for, to be of best service to the planet. And they will be realized. But for you to hang in there, because there will be a breakthrough. They're showing me a dam bursting, and in order for you to then move forward. Okay, four of swords. This is the time of rest. This is the time of attending to your health. attending to your health and also, you know, getting yourself as peaceful with what is, because certainly with when things do open for you, you're not going to want to take this agitated, exhausted, weary energy into that. So if ever there was a card which, you know, said that it's a time to just regain your health and your peace and your well-being and allow what's going to come in for you. A lot of the times we cause our physical exhaustion and irritation because of our expectations. The next one is coming in is the Ten of Pentacles, and this is one of abundance. This is one of material gain for you. It also has to do with your connection to family. It could be not just your biological family, but connecting with your spiritual family. How much time do you give attention to connecting with spiritual family of yours?
I don't even believe they exist anymore. It's, you know, nobody's hearing my prayers, and this has been dragging on for so long, and you said there's a breakthrough in spring. You know what? I've been hearing a lot of reading which tells me, oh, there's going to be a breakthrough by the end of wintertime. There's going to be a breakthrough by this month and this month, and they never materialize anyways. So I look forward to the springtime, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen around that time. Maybe I'll hear another prediction that says, you know, it will have a breakthrough in the summertime. You just keep waiting and waiting and waiting.
Okay. And what is actually damaging to you, Christina, is you are waiting for something to happen. As long as you wait for something to happen, then you'll always be waiting. All I can tell you is the more that you create in this very moment out of joy and peace and bliss and put your emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation for exactly what you do have, and you stop yourself from waiting, then you will, it's like the waiting causes a restriction and a constriction in your life. That's what it does. And the words that they're giving me are fun and play. And two words.
Yeah, right. In my situation, why don't you try to come and play when you're about to be unemployed, have no money, and have no future? You will be in a mindset to go around and play? Come on.
Well, I'm sorry, but those things of joy do not depend on anything else. And if you think it depends on that, then you think that your monetary situation comes from the earth plane when it comes from your abundance and your vibrational energy is not in alignment. It's not in alignment with that high vibrational energy that makes and creates miracles and synchronicities in your life. And the last card that is opening up for you is the Empress. And the Empress is bringing down spiritual knowledge to the earth plane. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Christina. All I can do is just bring forth the messages and hope for an easier path when you create and you enjoy and peace and bliss. So thank you very much for calling in. The next caller we have is 401. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. And how is Erica?
Well, I am great. I could use a few tips from the angels about the energy between my husband and I right now. I kind of maybe had that waking up thing about 5 years ago. So I'm like zooming ahead, and it's all, you know, wonderful discovery and this and that. And he's taking his time. He's not really looking anytime soon to wake up. So it's causing me to be very irritable around him. So I just was looking for a few tips to get past that irritation.
Okay. I hear this quite a lot in my healing practice and, you know, with my clients. And, you know, The first thing that all of us have to know if we are in this situation is we cannot force anybody else to wake up. We cannot force them to shift. No amount of passing articles that we receive, you know, on the internet, or, you know, things that come across our radar screens, or, that kind of thing, and then say, well, if you would only read this article, then you would get it. If you would only attend this workshop, or listen to this spiritual speaker, or direct them here and there. It reminds me of the saying, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So you're only going to drive yourself crazy if you, try to make them wake up, whatever that means, or try to make them shift or change their way of thinking. And the next thing is that, we as spiritual beings having a human experience, we can choose to wake up or not. You know, if a person doesn't shift, it's neither good or bad or right or wrong. It's just their free will. And so, you know, there are many people who try to get their partners to shift and to wake up. And when they don't, it says, but you have to. But nobody has to. It's all a matter of choosing our own spiritual journeys and where we're going to take ourselves on that that path of enlightening ourselves to spiritual wisdom, and whether we're going to be living that in our lives. So you find yourself trying to get him to wake up?
Not at all. He walks in the room, I walk out. I literally don't even try. He told me 20 years ago, you know what, I don't even think about that kind of stuff. So I honestly don't ever try. But it's making me irritable that he's just so stuck there. Like, I don't want to be irritable. I just want to move on. And
Then the great thing that you can do, cover yourself and to nurture and nourish your own energies, is to, A, allow him to walk his own journey, to acknowledge that he has his own free will and free choice. And, you know, he's allowed to make his own choices. But the best thing that you can do is to live in, put more emphasis on what brings you joy, on being creative, on what it is that makes you blissful. Mm-hmm. I mean, a person can only irritate us if we are putting any focus on that irritation. I mean, why is that person irritating you when you have no control over that other person? And plus, what another person feels or does truly has nothing to do with us. It has to do with their own paradigm and their own and what they're bringing to it as far as their own emotions. And a lot of times it's the emotions that block us, you know, that we haven't released, that anger or sadness, bitterness, resentment, or regret, or judgment, or things like that aren't making us that clear to live from our heart's desires. So I think the greatest thing in your case is in your time of reflection, in your time of quiet, a great exercise that I have found with my students and my clients is to call in the higher self of your partner and to see him there and say, you know, I acknowledge you for the choices that you make, and just surrounding him in green healing light, see him in emerald green, you know, just surrounding every facet of all of his physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and then send him pink love. And that's all you really can do. And then go off and put so much emphasis on your joy, on your creativity, on your being blissful. And that will work like a protective, almost like a protective bubble around yourself, where it doesn't matter. It truly doesn't matter if he gets it or doesn't get it. And that won't irritate you so much because you will, it's like you'll be filling up this vessel, this human vessel, with the happiness and the joy and the bliss and the fun and the playing, and you'll be peaceful and you'll be happy, so you won't allow that to uh, it will affect you so much. Does that sound as if it's something that resonates?
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to try. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So, and the more, like I said, the more focus and attention you put on that, then the less anybody else can really irritate you, because your focus and attention shifts away from what he should be doing, or what he has to be doing, or what he ought to be doing. Like, you ought to. It's 2014. You ought to have shifted by now, But nobody is held to a clock or a schedule or anything like that. A lot of us that have shifted, to live in an internal world of harmony and peace and acceptance and unity, when we hear things that are happening in the world, and we, look at the TV and occasional things that come across the computer, and we say, how could this still be happening in 2014? How is this at all possible? But again, things are shifting, maybe not as quickly as we think they should shift. And also, we have to remember that in order for a dam to burst way, 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 way back where the waters originally came from, a steady little trickle and a buildup of all of those waters to congregate and to come together many, many, many miles, sometimes, states away, sometimes, countries away before the dam bursts. And so we just have to let other people walk their own journey. Let's go to the cards and pick up some cards for you. Six of Cups has come up, and this is a card of joyful karmic connection. It has to do, in this case, with you putting your focus and attention on the reason why, from a higher perspective, that you drew this partner, this husband, to yourself, and the lessons that you learned. Because even the lessons that we learn in contrast, and most often the lessons we learn in contrast, are so valuable for us. Sometimes we curse those lessons, but they're just as valuable as if those lessons that we learn in joy. So they're saying one of the aspects of this meeting with your husband is also to bless what he is bringing in contrast and what it is teaching you. So that's a really interesting card that you drew to yourself first and foremost. The second is the Emperor, and the Emperor card comes in where you take ownership of who you are and whether or not you're going to be irritated or not. Okay? Nobody can irritate you. You are irritating you. You are actually giving your power away, allowing yourself to be irritated and agitated by whatever he chooses to do or not to do. So once we take ownership of this and say, oh, well, I choose not to be irritated by this. And then, okay, so if I don't want to give away my power, what could I bring to myself and nurture my power within? And so that's a very telling card in the middle there. And the third one that's come up for you is the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is saying that there are things that you haven't even tapped into because you're putting your focus on that irritation. There are other things that have gone unnoticed because you've allowed your focus to be taken off of those things that could, be garnering you more happiness and more joy in your life. So I think that's going to be really helpful for you, Erica, and I think it's going to turn your attention and your intentions towards putting them on your own joy and your own creativity. So I hope that's been helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful day. Take care.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
So long.
Remember, that call-in number for Angel Healing House Radio and to get some free angel advice for myself and the posse of angels is 646-716-6. 7794. Let's go to our next caller, Karen Sluice. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. Thank you for taking my call. I haven't been with you for a long time, and it's nice to hear you again.
Isn't that lovely? Remind us, Karen, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
From which part of Canada?
And Eastern Canada, just outside of Toronto.
Okay, I have been to Toronto. What a beautiful city.
Isn't
just
it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it's just beautiful. I love the, not only is it a beautiful city physically, but I remember the energies there. I'm very empathetic when it comes to picking up energies, and it was just such a beautiful place energetically. So how has 2014 started for you, Karen?
A lot of introspection and a lot of things still coming up for me to pay attention to release. And learning that last year was about learning to take responsibility, and my heart broke for the first caller because I know how the frustration and how that feels. But until we learn that we are co-creating by our energy, and that when you said for her to have joy and to play, and that doesn't always mean with money. That can be as simple as, you know, dropping in the snow, doing a snow angel, that's up here in Canada. But doing something for somebody else that warms your heart so that we're open to receive the blessings that come. And and I'm noticing that instead of being frustrated about my circumstances, that I'm embracing them and looking at them and realizing they're flowing through me for me to finally release, to take responsibility that, you know, this is something that I'm grateful that it's come up, and it's showing me what I need to heal.
Yeah. And the posse of angels is saying, are you a metaphysical teacher? Because what you just said was glorious, and you could even make your own YouTube and take this on the road, because you have let this settle on your heart, and you really have taken responsibility. That was just beautifully said, Karen. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Lord Apostle of Angels is saying they couldn't have said it better than themselves.
Oh.
And they're applauding you, and then they're sending you so many hearts and flowers and kisses. It's difficult. It is difficult when somebody sees themselves as being restricted and constricted and held back. My husband and myself really did learn this lesson, that as long as you are waiting for something, you're always going to be waiting.
Yeah.
You're actually going to miss out on what is and the lessons that it's teaching you, and you are always where you're meant to be. If you don't subscribe to that and you think that you're meant to be elsewhere, then you're living in lack. Then actually, I like the expression that you're telling God and the angels that they're not doing a good enough job.
Well, and the other beautiful thing is her being led to your show, because the gift in that is if she listens to the replay. It's like I always say, if you want to find out what your limiting beliefs are, have a tea or a glass of wine with a friend and vent, and then hear what comes out. Because in identifying, if you listen to what you've said, you will hear what your limiting beliefs are. Because she was saying it so clear, I can't have fun. You know, how can I do that? And that's not judgment for her. That's pure love, because she's been given the gift, and hopefully she does listen to the replay, because you were there consciously pushing those buttons that allowed, and there is no such thing as a button, but we think there are, and it triggered her. And her trigger was her limiting belief. And if she could embrace that, she would learn so much.
Thank you so much for that, Karen. And another interesting thing is when people view successful people, they only see what they have now, and they never consider what they went through, the hell and the fire and everything that they endured and struggled to get where they are. My husband and I actually were told by God to come to the States at the beginning of the recession. We sold our beautiful beach house in Australia. We knew no one here. We didn't have any jobs to come to. And my folks are, and my parents are on the East Coast. They certainly, I don't have family in California. And we came here on the faith of God. And I'm telling you, you know, it was monetarily very difficult for us at the those 2 years that we spent during the recession. But we knew. We knew that we were supposed to be here, and we were following that faithfully. And the reason I'm telling you this is because my husband was taken down to Los Angeles for his work. He couldn't get work where we were, but he was making the long commute to Los Angeles and working there, sleeping over at night. And my days, I would often wake up and I would thank God, and I would spend the whole day. We were in Santa Barbara, you know, one of the most moneyed places in the world. I would walk down to Main Street, and I would walk the length of Main Street, and I would window shop, and I would interact with people and interact with life, and then I would walk all the way back, and the Starbucks that was on the little corner there, I would buy my little cup of coffee, my small cup of coffee for like $2.30, and I would spend 2 hours reading a book and nursing that little coffee, and that was my joy.
Yeah.
And that was my joy. And I came back, and I thanked God for my blessings, and it can be done. It can be done where we nourish ourselves and we find the joy in life. One thing that you said was absolutely beautiful is when we find ourselves in this situation, go and help somebody less fortunate.
Yeah.
I gave away so many free readings and free healing sessions and things like that. And slowly, you know, that giving and that feeling good about ourselves will eventually, you know, change the tide for us. But it can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And learning that what we need is what we need to give.
Absolutely. So are you practicing this? And
I'm intuitive artist. I have to say, I was where she was 2 years ago, but by the grace of God, stumbled on Blog Talk, and I have been very blessed because over the years, I still struggle because there's things I'm working on and releasing because I want to show up and do the work. But all the beautiful teachers that have each, you know, that I mean, some days you're kicking and screaming and you don't want to hear, but if you really pay attention. Everybody has a little pearl of wisdom that will take you to that next step, And I'm very grateful because I've given a lot of my art away. That healed my heart. But I had to also come to the point where there's also that, give and take, where there has to be the flow. It has to be an exchange, whether it's a cup of coffee, whether it's a hug. There has to be some, right? And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and so I'm still on my journey. I'm realizing my dreams, and when I get down, I reach out, and like today, and I hear and I listen, and I'm reminded, you know. And like yesterday, I was so down. I'm walking home on a main street, and I was drawing happy faces in the snow by the wall I was walking by, and then I realized that I was just kind of, I felt heavy and. And I looked over now, I'm 54 years old, so this is pretty crazy. I'm walking along, there's all these cars. I dropped into the snow, and I did a huge snow angel, not caring whether anybody thought it was crazy. Got up and just continued walking. And all I could do is laugh, and, you know, so it brought me joy at how ridiculous this 50-year-old woman must have looked.
but you know what? I mean, that's how we are all children of God, and we forget our absolute joy and bliss. We've been told that abundance is our nature, and how and when life works out, as you know, is not our providence. It's only our providence to have our intentions, our wishes, and our desires. And if we could just let go of how that's supposed to turn up in our life. And when it's supposed to turn up in our life, then we live pretty joyful, creative, peaceful lives, and we go out and we have fun and we play. You know, I had a meeting at my house. I think it was about 2 weeks ago, with my husband, myself, a very close, well, she might as well be my adopted daughter. She's very, very close, a young woman of 30 years old, two other friends, and both of us, all of us, do not have a day job as such. You know, we are doing, we're doing creative endeavors which are seeing us through, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're here to serve, and we keep stepping forward in the way that God is showing us how to step forward. And that's all we can do. That's all we can do, and the rest you just have to let go of. So I'm going to pull some cards for you, my lovely, lovely spiritual teacher, lovely spiritual teacher Karen, and see what comes up for you.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised with this first card, lovely lady. The first card that comes up for you is the universe. It's a universe that only is what you desire. And it's a universe that's saying it's not only an ending for you, but 2014 is going to be a very, very new beginning. There are going to be ways in which you're going to serve that really haven't been something that you've even considered before, but they are certainly on the horizon for you. And they're saying that when it happens, remember us. Remember the posse of angels told you that you're going to be serving in this very, not convoluted way, but a way that you didn't even consider before. So and
that's exciting. It
is exciting because they're showing, now I know why this card came out to you as well. In my deck, which is a Gaelic Scottish tarot deck that I use, it shows a mountain of snow, and this woman, the snow is thawing, and then this shape of an angel, this womanly shape of an angel is thawing and coming out of the snow.
Wow.
What a card. And you just told us the story of the snow angel, and it's like you are emerging from that frozen thaw to come out and to not only engage, but to really serve yourself and serve humanity. The next card is another card of new beginning. This is the judgment card. And it's not judgment as in judgment in the old way. This card is saying that you're about to step into a time of rebirth. And they're saying, get ye ready. Get ye ready. And what do they mean by that? Okay, get ye ready. They're saying by February. And, you don't have to buy into Mercury retrograde, but there are times in our lives. There's a time to reap and a time to sow. There's a time to be quiet. There's a time to go ahead.
Yes.
If nothing is happening, bless this time, Karen, by giving to yourself, by pampering yourself, by revisiting something within yourself that needs to be nurtured and needs to be nourished. You're going to be very busy. You're going to be very busy. We're all going to be very busy as we are here to serve. We just are not here by happen chance. Okay? We signed on for this. And so these two cards, one is a three card, which is the number of magic happening in our lives. Two is the number of partnerships. And they're saying that as much as you can be prepared, you will be drawing people, connections to yourself to foster your art and the ways in which you're going to serve. And the last one is another two, which is the confirmation of that partnership. The Two of Wands is taking your vision and taking your creativity out into the world. So,
I love it. I'm an intuitive artist.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful card. This lady in this photo, this picture, is sitting on top of a castle tower, and she's holding the world in her hands. And it's like a golden orb that you have that is going to go out and touch people's lives. So they're saying kudos to you, lovely lady. Kudos to you. You're going to be touching people in metaphysical and spiritual ways through your art and just through the very fiber of your being, having come home to who you are. So we applaud you.
Thank you. Candy, you were one of the first I spoke to, too, and like I've always said, you're candy to the soul. So I'm so grateful.
You are such a blessing. Please, 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 Karen, stay in contact with me. I'd love to know where your journey takes you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Candy. Love you. Namaste.
I love you so much. Namaste. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Karen. And it, within that was such wonderful spiritual wisdom that that we all can embrace at this very, very important time for us to re-energize and re-evaluate what we've done and how we are going to step forward. Now, just because it is the time of Mercury retrograde, it actually doesn't mean that you have to buy into things breaking down and things like that, but it's just a reminder that from February 6th to February 27th, a lot of times when the planet of communication does go backwards, it can cause a misalignment of communication in things like technology, like our phones and our fax, our computers, our emails, emails getting lost in cyberspace, so it is just a time to be even more diligent about following up communication. Some say to postpone major purchases during this time and signing important documents, as during the retrograde of communication, we often do miss out on reading the fine print, and it's often missed. But just to be sure, it's a great time to back up files and phone contacts, even if nothing happens. It's just one of those things that to be diligent is just to back up our files on our phones and our computers. And although Mercury retrograde does have its fair share of bad press, it plays havoc with technology sometimes and messes up communication, it redresses and it revises, re-edits, renews. It gets us the time to revisit our projects. You know, I find that I do some of my best editing on my book during a Mercury retrograde because it is a time where other projects are seemingly held back, and I'm able to review what I have done. Now, on a physical level, it's wonderful during a Mercury retrograde because many of our plans get held up, and it does give us an opportunity to rest and to nurture our souls and to maybe, you know, get that massage that we wanted, get ourselves in alignment, take those, you know, long bubble baths and just rest. Because what is going to be opening up for so much of us, those who have kept our alignment very high with the vibration of creativity, fun, play, joy, and bliss, we will start to see the very tangible results of how the universe wants us to serve. And that just about wraps up the show for today. I want to thank all of my callers for calling in. Thank you to my dear listeners for tuning in. Thank you for all the support that you give me on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com and Angel Healing House is all one word. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either it can be done in my office in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally using intuitive counseling and using distant healing and over Skype. This can be done over the phone and computer. Please do call me on 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. And until next time, listeners, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth. Know how extraordinarily beautiful, magnificent, and powerful you truly are. Don't wait to create. Don't wait to have joy and fun and peace and bliss and playfulness in your life, because that is the vibration that brings to you synchronicity, miracles, and magic. To you all, take care. Bye.